What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled Divorced Arab Cell Gets Married Again to a Pakistani Single Mom of Three. Now, if you guys remember, a while back on my Pay to See, I did a video about an Arab cell in our local community who is a doctor. He's making a lot of money, but he looks like a monkey. Now, I'm not saying that to disparage him. I remember a couple of Ramadans ago, we were at a park for Eid festivities in South Florida, and he was riding a bicycle, and a little white girl said to her mommy, mommy, look, there's a monkey riding a bicycle. So this is one of those Arab cell guys. He's like 5'6". He has the body of a crab because, you know, he's very short. He's hairy. He's not overweight. I haven't seen him in a while, so hopefully he's not overweight. But yeah, he's 5'6", hairy. His body is like that of a crab simply because he's so damn short. And overall, his face wasn't that much to look at. And again, I'm hoping he didn't go bald. I'm hoping he didn't gain weight. Because that would probably drop his SMV to like a 1. Last I saw him a couple of years ago before he got married to the first Egyptian girl, he was like a 3. So hopefully he didn't get any worse, but usually guys get worse with time. So anyways, I did a video about him and I put it behind the paywall because I told you guys before, you know, if I make a video that talks about the local Muslim community, I like to put it behind the paywall because, you know, nobody from the community gets to see it if it's behind the paywall. You know, if somebody goes to my page on MGTOW TV and they see all the videos I have that are for free, you know, that's gonna show up when I put down Arab cell, married, blah blah blah, or got divorced, raped. But this is very important, and this is why I'm making this video free for you guys. Let me put up the air condition, guys. Here in Florida, it's fucking 90 plus degrees. Humidity is 100%. Feels like it's fucking 96 degrees outside, and it's like 2 in the evening. I mean, here in Florida, man, it can stay super hot until like fucking 5. June is here, and it's only gonna get worse. But anyways, going back to the point of this video is that it's imperative for you guys out there, especially you guys out there who come from religious backgrounds, and you are the perfect Beta Bucks Deluxe, like Hormax used to say back on his old channel. And that is, you guys need to understand something, okay? Your money, your status will never ever make up for looks. Let me say that one more time. Your money, your status will never ever make up for looks, okay? Now, this Arab cell, what he did is that he went back to the old country. He went to Egypt, he married an Egyptian girl, brought her here to America, bought a house somewhere, and had 3 kids with her. And then she divorce raped him, took the kids, took all the cash and prizes. And now his Egyptian wife, who's now probably an American citizen, or the very least has an American green card, she's riding that cock carousel like it's nobody's business. So this just goes to show you guys, for all of you Muslim guys out there who are saying to yourself, oh, I'm just going to go back to Egypt, I'm going to go to Pakistan, I'm going to go get me a good Muslim girl, bring her back here to America, trust and believe, it's going to only end in disaster. As you guys know, I was married to a Hijabi myself. Fortunately, we got divorced within a month. Imagine if I brought that woman here to America, got her pregnant. It would have been GG. It would have been game over for me, right? So, you guys need to keep one thing in mind here is that if you are not an attractive dude, don't money max, okay? Do not rely on your money, okay? Because that money doesn't mean jack squat when a woman is sexually repulsed by you. So this Arab sale went from marrying a Egyptian woman, no kids. I don't know if she was a virgin or not, probably was. And again, guys, even if you marry a virgin, doesn't mean jack squat, okay? If you marry a virgin, you are an ugly motherfucker, and you bring her to the West, it doesn't mean jack squat. If anything, she'll become a bigger whore than your typical Tatiana here in America, and that's because she did not get to live her whole phase. Not to mention when Arab women come to America, they got Chad, they got Tyrone, you know, they got blue eye blonde, they got the big BBC, so that gives them more of a variety to sleep with. So if you are an unattractive dude, you're an ethnic, you're unattractive, and you try to bring a girl from your home country back here, trust and believe, she's gonna divorce rape you, she's gonna take the cash and prizes, and she's gonna go ride Chad and Tyrone, and chances are she's gonna pay for Chad and Tyrone using your money and fucking them in your bed. So this is what I want you guys out there to take away from this video, is that at the end of the day, guys, looks are the single most important thing. There are a lot of PUAs out there, guys, who tell you, oh man, if you have that alpha cock, if you maintain frame, dude, if you're short, it's over. You're bald, it's over. You have an unattractive face, it's over. You're super hairy, it's over. Now imagine you're like all three or four things together. You're short, you're hairy, your body looks like a tall midget, and you look like a fucking monkey, man. Again, I didn't say he looks like a monkey. It's just that the white girl, when we had the Eid party years ago, said he looks like a monkey. You know, mommy, mommy, a monkey is riding a bicycle at the park. One of the things Middle Eastern people out there need to understand is that a lot of Middle Eastern people, ethnic people, people who do come from a culture where it's important to get married, a lot of these people out there, they get married again, not because they're in love, not because they're simps, but because getting married is the only way they can legitimize themselves. Otherwise, you know, they're fucking creeps, or they're weirdos, or they're abusive, or there's something wrong with them. So this Arab sale man, he married a single mother of three, and she's a munakaba. Let me tell you something, guys, these women who wear the burqa, trust and believe, the vast majority of them are mentally ill. Let me say that one more time. Woman who willingly wear the burqa, vast majority of them are mentally ill, and they hide behind the veil of religion, literally, so they can LARP, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, I'm a good Muslim woman, and if you don't take care of me, you don't simp for me, then you are a bad husband, and Allah is gonna punish you. So why did this Arab sale make such a poor choice in marrying a woman who's wearing a burqa, a single mom of three kids? It makes no logical sense. But again, when you are a fugly looking dude, you are gonna get married. Otherwise, people are gonna say, hey man, what's wrong with this guy? You know, he has money, he's a doctor. I think Arab sale is like a heart surgeon or something like that, something to do with cardiology or so he's rich, okay? So when you're a freaking cardiologist, you're making tons of money, but yet you don't have a girl, people are gonna say something has to be wrong with you. Maybe you're a creep, maybe you're abusive, maybe you're a mashugana, mentally ill. So a lot of Middle Eastern guys out there, they get married for the second, maybe even third time, not because they want to, but because society is gonna look negatively at them if they have money but they're not spending it on a woman, you know? So if you are a broke ass ethnic dude, women are not gonna look at you because they don't care about you, because you're broke, so you mean nothing to them, you don't even count as a human being. However, if you're an ugly dude, you got money, that's when you better watch out, because these women are gonna be talking shit about you. Why are you not married? Why are you not taking care of some other woman. So this is what I want you guys out there to understand, okay? If you're an ethnic dude, you're a fugly looking dude, don't get married for two reasons. Number one, she's gonna divorce rape you, take all sorts of cash and prizes. Number two, your kids are gonna be fucking fugly. So do your future kids a favor and don't get married. Unless, of course, you can like find some super hot Swedish model who's fucking 6 foot or 5 foot ten, blonde, blue eyes, and thin. Maybe then your kid will have a fighting chance. But a lot of these Arab sailors out there, a lot of these ethnic sailors out there, they don't marry hot women. They usually marry women who are ugly or they're mentally unstable because nobody else wanted them. This is what you guys out there need to understand, is that ugly guys don't get hot women. Even if they have money, even if they have a status as a heart surgeon, they don't get hot woman. They get mediocre, subpar woman, and eventually they're gonna get divorced. Eventually they're gonna get cheated on. Eventually she's gonna take away the kids. So this video, guys, is really a PSA out there to all of you ethnic sales, and even if you're a white dude, you're not much to look at yourself. Do not get married. I cannot stress this enough, guys. Please do not get married, because otherwise society is gonna look at you and they're gonna say, oh, he's making money, he has status, why is he not married, right? So for your own good, guys, do not get married. You shouldn't even get married at all. But in particular, if you are an, look, I get it. You know, a lot of you unattractive dudes out there, you want to get married because this is the only way you can legitimize yourself. Otherwise, people are going to talk shit about you. If you're a tall, good-looking dude, you're unmarried, women are going to say, oh, he's a bachelor, he's playing the field, he's out there breaking hearts. But if you're a fugly dude, they're going to call you a creep, they're going to call you an incel, they're going to say you're a mashugana. Something has to be wrong with you guys. So when it comes to women, guys, it's all about looks, 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 you know. The difference between a woman sucking your dick and calling the police on you is looks. That's the only difference. But the only difference between Shad and an incel is looks. In fact, Shad could actually be a creep, you know, can be a socially awkward creep, and yeah, that might even turn on more women. I mean, how many Tinder experiments we saw where a guy, you know, hot dude, he said, oh, I'm a child molester, I'm going to prison, I have to wear an ankle bracelet. And the girl on Tinder is like, I want more of you, and I want you right now. So at the end of the day, guys, it all comes down to looks. Do not have anybody out there tell you otherwise. Do not let these PUAs lie to you. Do not let them tell you, oh man, just go to the gym, bro. Gym Max, Looks Max. You know, Geo Maxing might work if you go to like a place where the women are like unattractive and like 4 foot 11 and you stay the fuck there. You know, Geo Maxing might work in that case. But here in the West, guys, this whole Looks Maxing thing, Gym Maxing thing, does not apply if you are a fugly looking dude. And again, fugly looking means you're short, unattractive face, maybe you're bald, maybe you have a weak jaw, maybe you're super hairy, maybe you're overweight. It's just not. And the thing is, guys, you know, the thing is, we as men, you know if you're an incel or not, okay? You know, a lot of people, they like to ask, am I an incel? Am I an incel? You know if you are an incel or not. Realistically speaking, guys, you know where you belong on the SMV scale, okay? When I was in San Francisco, if you guys remember a couple of years ago before Scamarona, I was in San Francisco. I was walking down the Fisherman Wharf in San Francisco, and you got all these fucking fugly curry salesmen. Listen, I am Ermit Wally, I'm no Chad, I'm no Tyrone, but I was mogging these curry sales to kingdom come and back. So I know that I, Amar Mitwali, next to a curry sale, I'm fucking Chad Preet. So you guys out there, I mean, you better believe those fugly looking curry sales who were passing by me, they knew that I mugged them up and down, side to side, left and right, all day, every day. See, this is why Indian people have such an attitude. It's because they're not happy with themselves. And that's because Indian people know they're ugly. They know they're not desired. They know that even their own women don't want them. So this is why a lot of Indian guys out there, guys, they have that aloof personality where they give you the idea that they're better than you. But in reality, guys, this is part of their insecurity, where they are trying to protect their fragile ego because they know that they're fugly and no woman out there wants them. Now, India is a country of 1 billion people. Not all Indians are fucking yogi obes. Though I have to admit, yogi obes probably mugs 90% of Indian men. And that just goes to show you how sad and pathetic the average Indian has it. But listen, man, I drove cab with Indians in LA. I lived with Indians in LA. Hey, man, I know Indian guys out there, they're fucking slayers. But you know what? You know, they're decent height, like 5'10". You know, they got hair. They got, you know, they're not fucking brown, you know, like fucking dark brown. You know, they got a nice, healthy tan like me going on. So, yeah, there are decent Indian guys out there who can fuck women, even fucking white women for that matter. But for the vast majority of Indian guys out there, man, if you are a super dark Indian, you have that Indian phenotype, which is the least attractive phenotype on the face of the planet, and you're a short dude like 5'5", 5'6", man, it's pretty much over for you. You can be as rich as you want. It doesn't mean jack squat. So this is the bottom line I want you guys to take away from this video, okay? Your money, your status will never, ever make up for how fugly you are. That's a bottom line for you guys to understand. Furthermore, if you're one of those fugly looking dudes, I don't care if you're an ethnic sale, Middle Eastern, Indian, or even white, if you're one of those fugly looking dudes, do not get married just so society can say, oh cool, he's married, he has some bitch out there that he's taken care of, I guess he's a-okay. Do not get married out of peer pressure or to look good, because trust and believe, it's gonna destroy you. Alright guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace!